Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, everyone. This is Cindy Ford sitting in for Sharon McNamara, who is once again, I don't know where she keeps going. I actually do know where she keeps going. She is at Fairfield University. Her oldest daughter, Casey, is graduating there and attending BU Law School in the fall. And she is getting all kinds of accolades upon accolades upon accolades. So last week, I can't even pronounce a lot of the accolades that she's getting, but last week, that's where Sharon was, and she's there. She and Mark are there again this week. But I am so excited because of that, I get the one and only. My God, I'm so excited! I get the one and only Bill Balow from Gallo Movers.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Nice job
to sit in with me, and I get you all to myself. So
fantastic.
I'm so excited. And I understand there's someone out there we need to do a shout out to.
We have to do a shout out for my sweet sister, mm-hmm. Joan McLaughlin.
Oh,
it's her birthday.
Happy birthday,
Unfortunately,
Joan.
She's working. She really should be home enjoying some wine and relaxing. But
exactly.
Happy birthday, my lovely sister.
Well, happy birthday, Joan. And we are relaxing and having the wine for you.
We will.
We're celebrating
that's awesome.
You, Joan.
Hey, Joan, we're going to celebrate you.
We're celebrating you, Joan. So happy birthday. So today, as I said, we have Bill Balow from Gallo Movers. And we will be talking all kinds of things moving.
Like we will.
Just crazy, crazy things. But I also want to just mention, I saw you come in here. You kind of mosey on
oh,
in.
Oh, yes, I did.
With the cowboy boots
yes,
on.
I
tell
did.
Me about that. Just
we
tell me.
We went to Nashville last week.
You
awesome
did. Film. That's awesome.
Everybody has to go to Nashville once in their life.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we do have to make sure that all of our listeners get
yes
home safely. And we have Renee Hamilton to do that for us. Hey, Renee.
Hey, Cindy. I'm going to start with some good news. Routes 95 and 24 have almost completely eased out, but there are still some tough spots out there. 128 southbound, inching along from Great Plain Ave most of the way to Braintree. Northbound 128 is a grind from the expressway up to Route 24. 3 southbound, you're on the brakes from the expressway down past Union Street and the expressway southbound. Jammed from the tunnel most of the way to the split. Northbound, tied up in Braintree, up past Neponset Circle. Then it's heavy approaching the O'Neill Tunnel. This report is brought to you by Lead Safe America. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit leadsafeamerica.org to learn more. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Renee Hamilton in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we are back again. Everyone, I can't believe how fast time goes by when I'm sitting across from this man. I can't even. And I've got Ryan.
Oh,
Ryan in the house.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Hey-o.
And you're dressed up for me tonight, which I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah,
I love the look.
You know, I decided to stray away from my normal shirt and tie and throw on the basketball shorts for you tonight.
I like it.
Oh,
I like it a lot.
It look like the shirt that somebody gave you.
You know,
yeah.
I don't see. Does that spell Gallimovers on it? I'm not sure.
He doesn't. It doesn't because I wore it to the gym the other morning.
Not so it's the new one I gave you.
No, not the new. Oh, no, the new one. No.
That's
no.
Short sleeve.
It is short sleeve. Mm-hmm. I can wear that one to the gym. I wore the long sleeve one the other morning, though.
Good man.
Yeah.
You are good.
So now getting into the summertime, now I have a short sleeve Gallo shirt.
There you go.
So, yeah.
We'll keep you moving.
Representing all year round.
Thank you, darling. So before the break, we were going to talk about this little, the cowboy boots that I absolutely love with the jeans. I'm not kidding you when he walked in this room. But in case you have any questions about moving, because there are so many moving parts to moving, and I'm not even kidding, you can call and ask Bill questions at 781-837-4900. And we do have a lot to cover, and we are going to talk a lot about moving because it's been a very crazy first quarter.
We do
and
tend
into the
to
second
get to
quarter,
that, don't we?
We eventually will get to the moving. But so you just came back from Nashville.
We did. It was outstanding.
Now, what really did you go to Nashville? Was it there a convention of movers?
I don't wish there was. I'm glad we went for pleasure.
Oh, that's nice.
So Kara had given us concert tickets to Thomas Rhett.
Love Thomas Rhett,
I think
too.
It's the Ascend Amphitheater. It's an outdoor theater.
Mm.
Poured rain, but it didn't matter. You had
didn't
your poncho
matter.
On. And it was fantastic.
When Thomas Rhett's up there on the stage, it does not matter.
It really was mm-hmm. so much fun. Broadway, I can't say enough. We're this time last week, we were on the airplane.
Well, I'm
this
glad
time,
that
this
you're
week,
back.
I'm with you, so that's fantastic.
Well, see, two weeks, everything's perfect, right? And then we've got Ryan in the house, and we've got us, and I've got you all to myself, because Sharon's in Connecticut. So I'm excited about that. But I do want to talk a little bit about what's happening this year. So for me, and maybe this
crazy.
Correlates with you,
yep.
I have been crazy taking 2 steps forward, 10 steps back with my clients and, you know, losing out on yep. deals and things like that. How has your first quarter been? Because mine's been, when I say slow, I've got many, many, many closings coming up in the next
right.
few weeks, but it's from months and months and months of labor. So
right.
what happened with you in the first quarter? Were you busy?
We were not. Definitely the volume was well reduced from last year.
Right.
I'd like to say horrible, but it really wasn't because we were doing business. But when you compare to the previous year, that's
crazy,
probably inappropriate.
Wasn't it?
It really was.
And it was a very mild winter, but
correct.
I'm telling you, it was 2 steps forward, 10 steps
yeah.
back. And I know for us, the lack of inventory
that's
is
it.
Killing us. So one of the things, one of the many things we want to touch on, and there are a million things, and I'll just throw a few things out there because you know they end up getting lost in my brain somewhere, my very small brain. But we have a lot of our clients, my clients anyway, they close toward the end of the month for various reasons when it comes to the, you know,
right.
the closing disclosure. And then we have, I have clients now, first time in 13 years, that need to find somewhere to live for a few weeks and potentially store. So let's
right.
talk a little bit about the impact that would have on you as the mover and the time frame people need to get in touch with you. I think the second they list their house with me, they need to call you.
Without a doubt.
But,
without a doubt.
But that's just me.
It's
because
like,
they're going. The houses are going so quickly.
Just,
and I'm going to be quiet
it.
And let you talk
well,
for a second. I'm going to try.
That's exactly it. I mean, this, as I told you, I had 17 appointments in 3 days this week. And what's happening is all of a sudden the light switch. Typical April.
Yep.
But what, almost similar to last year, I think the same thing. There was no inventory, then there was a crunch, and people needed to sell their homes, and they sold them real quickly, and then they were in bidding wars to buy other homes if
yes.
they didn't already secure one.
Right.
So that gap means they have to come into storage. It's no sweat for us, because when I go out to price it, if somebody thinks they're in that predicament, I can give them 2 quotes. One for a direct move, one for even if it's just one night overnight, that's fine, or if they need to come into storage for a couple weeks. So I can set that all up. That's not a big deal. It's just what we're seeing now is we're getting busy real, real quick. And
yeah.
I can see that the last 2 weeks in May are going to be closed off real soon. Just the volume of moves I've already put on the books. So if you are considering, you need to call.
Yeah, you can't stress that enough. But let me ask you this. Will there or has there ever been or could there be a point where you have to turn away business?
Oh, yeah.
Or what do you... Oh, isn't
yeah,
that...
there
I
is.
Hate to turn
and
away.
It's horrible because, you know, you hate to think that you work so hard to actually grow your business that it gets to a point where it's saturated. And, you know, all businesses kind of run into that. We only have so many trucks and so many manpower.
Right.
Last year, just about the middle of the preceding month, we booked up the following month. That's how busy we were.
Right.
So it was like there's no more capacity, and you know sometimes people will move on, which they need to. Sometimes they'll call us and you know call us back in the next week and say, did anybody cancel? And that's great because we can take names for that, and we can tell people we'll call you if someone cancels.
I was going to say, do you call? Because I know at my doctor's office, they say, no, you can call every day to see if someone canceled. I'm like, really?
That's horrible.
I can't get through.
Yeah.
Can't you call me? Can't there be a list?
Yeah.
Right, Ry? Shouldn't there be a list?
There should be a list. It's not like they're busy.
Right? Like, I see them all sitting there ignoring me when I'm up there trying to sign in and, you know, for my appointment that you're going to make me late for because you won't acknowledge me.
Oh, having a conversation about something other than
the patient that's sitting there waiting. So you do have a list
that
you will reach out. There's a concept for you. There's customer service for you.
It's really simple. If something opens up and it's a particular day, you just call the are you set with your move yet? Yes, no, and we'll get you back on our books.
And I remember, I think it was maybe last August or the August before, crazy that you had to turn people away. Because, again, a lot of people, they start looking as soon as, you know, the kids are ready to get out of school.
Correct.
And then they want to be in their new home prior to school starting so that they can be established in the neighborhood, get them signed up for school and all that. So August becomes crazy.
Yep.
But so what do you do? Are there people that will, change things, or can they try to change things, or...
Change dates?
Like, what do you do?
Well, I always tell people, you know, if somebody says, I'm not really sure about the date, I'm not sure about the closing, I said, well, just give me a date. Let's get it on the books, because at least you have a date. And if you have to change that date, it just simply means if we have the other date available, fantastic. If we don't, then you kind of have to make a decision if the original date is going to work or not.
Right, and I'd like to kind of do a little shout. We've had a tendency over the years to do closings ourselves on Fridays.
Yep.
Maybe a Thursday, usually a Friday, never a Monday, just because if something goes wrong on Friday, everyone's off for the weekend. You know, the attorneys and the banks aren't available, so we're kind of like left out, hung to dry, and we don't want to rush around on a Monday morning. But we're trying more and more to have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so that would help too. They could potentially close like within a day or two of that last day of the month or that Friday, but maybe move it up to a Wednesday or Thursday. Do you find that?
Correct, yeah. That's
what helps. So Friday's your busiest day? Because they are for me.
Well, it's
Friday closing.
It's actually all over the board. It's actually a little easier for us to adapt if something goes wrong with a closing on a Friday. Saturdays are typically booked because we don't charge any rate disparity. We do 6 days a week. So those usually go first. But at least we can push something over to Sunday if we have to.
Really? Because I would think that for my clients, when I'm the listing agent and I'm going over there, or the buyer's agent's going over there the morning of the closing, everything has to be out of that house. So my thought is they're getting it out Thursday night.
Correct.
Thursday afternoon, Thursday day for the Friday closing. You're talking a Friday closing, they're not getting their stuff out. Oh, so you're moving it into their new house. You've already done the Friday.
Let's say they...
Because you've had to take it out.
Let's say
I'm a little waterlogged.
If we get
it
out Thursday,
right? Honest to God, you gotta love to know me is to love me. I'm not even gonna. I answer my own question.
Yeah, you just got to think out loud and just make sense.
And that's
of it.
What I'm kind of doing.
That's exactly what I always say. I'll talk myself through this.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I have no excuse. I don't know what it is. Again, before we get back into that, if you do have any questions for Bill or myself, you can call us at 781-837-4900. That's 781-837-4900. Because there are also, tell me a little bit about, so you get a call, someone says they want to, because we figured out the other thing, I talked myself through that. Someone calls you and they said, you know, I'm closing in June and it's April and you're great.
Right.
So you go over to the house. Tell me what you do.
Well, I have a program. So we just walk through and, you know, the main thing is it's garbage in, garbage out. You have to get exactly what that client needs. You walk around, you put room to room, what's going, what they want you to move, what they want you to pack, if anything. And it's just room to room. And you leave that behind. I can't tell you how many times I stress to them. Use this as going forward if something changes. So print it off. It's a detailed inventory list. So if something is not going, or you decided that you wanted to add something, just shoot me an email. Let me know, because it'll help me. Number one thing for us is we got to make sure we have the right truck size.
Right.
That's
okay.
Number one. If you're going interstate, which is state to state, United makes everything a guaranteed price. So I need to know from that perspective if you're adding stuff, because we lock it in. If you put more stuff on there, it can be complex. It's usually not as bad. If you add a few things, it's no big deal. There's always a 10% threshold there.
Right.
You start throwing in refrigerators that weren't going and washer and dryers, and then all of a sudden it becomes a little bit of a challenge.
So let's talk someone that really wants you to do it. I can't even imagine having someone do all this in my house, but someone wants you to do all the packing. Are we talking all those drawers in the kitchen and all those cabinets in the kitchen and the bathroom and the... Really?
Yep. Yeah, you basically have to open those up. The number one thing I try to tell in local moves, you can move whatever you want. It's just based on time. If you're going interstate or you come in into storage, it's all weight-based.
Oh.
So I try to tell them, do not pack food. Do not pay me to pack food, because you've already purchased it once.
Right.
So don't pay me to pack it and store it or ship it. We don't want it technically in our warehouse anyway, because we don't want to attract rodents. But if it's going long distance, it makes no sense to pack up your kitchen cabinets full of food. It really doesn't.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. And I suppose at that same meeting, depending on how long the person's lived at the home, you probably tell them now is a good time to start purging.
Correct.
Before.
Yep.
Well before we get there. You certainly don't want to say when we're there, oh, you can. We're going to leave that, because it has to be removed one way or the other. It has to be removed.
That's right.
So, because the house has to be left in broom swept condition, empty, unless otherwise, you know.
Correct.
Determined. So, do you ever at that point go through something with someone that, you know, maybe has a lot of, let's just say, things?
All the time.
That has to be
all the time. It's
because that could cost a fortune.
Well, it does. So that's why. You know, it's funny because they get very stressed when I'm walking around with them, because I'm pointing at everything. I'm asking, can I open up this? Can I look in your closet? The only way I can give them an accurate estimate is to do that. You can't have somebody who comes in and just stands in the room and looks and says, and then at the end of the day, they say, okay, it's going to be $500. Those are the ones you got to be aware of.
Okay, so say I say to you, I'm going to pack everything myself. Do you have, and I know you guys have boxes, and we can talk about that too, and I know we can talk about the cows, we can talk about all of that because it is so awesome. But if I'm going to pack it myself, do you say to me, okay, well, you can't have a box that, like, you know, is this big by this big? I don't even know. Like, do you have guidelines?
Well,
if they're not going to use your boxes, do you still have guidelines?
Well, basically, I just tell people it's really common sense. The heavier the item, the smaller the box.
Yeah.
And it's not like people put books in a medium or a large box. It's not so much that the guys can't lift it. They don't want to lift it. But it's not so much that they can't lift it. It's the box will not hold it.
Right.
So when I go to grab that box, it's just going to fall out.
Right.
So you always take the heavier items, put them in a small box. If you're doing linens, a tall box, because it's not going to have any weight.
Okay.
If you're doing dishes and glassware, you can use a tall box, because technically you should be using a lot of paper to protect each item.
Right.
So half of that box is really the weight of paper.
Right.
Versus
okay.
the actual items in there.
Right. Okay.
So, but yeah, it's pretty simple.
All right. And so, and then is the storage, like say I just need 2 weeks, is the storage by the week, by the day?
We prorate. Well, if you're going, again, if you're going state to state.
Interstate.
They very good. She got it. Very
so wicked
good.
Smart.
I like a wicked smart.
Learning things tonight, Cindy.
Listen, every single day, Ryan, I learn something new. I don't retain it, but I do for that moment learn something new, because I'm 51st dates. But go ahead.
What was the question? Oh, my God.
See what I do to him?
Ryan.
He can't even handle it.
I can't.
I get us completely off. I think that was your fault.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry.
I said
you both.
Interstate.
And you thought that was amazing, and so did you. I know.
I did.
I can't take it. Okay. So interstate, like I'm actually thinking of a client right now, and I laugh and I say, you know, one of these days you're going to listen to my radio show, and they say, no, we're not. And I say,
today,
yes, you are.
Tonight might be the night.
Because I said, you're calling Gallo.
Yep.
He's on the show tonight. And they said, ha, 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 ha. That's what they said. They're funny. Cute couple. So if you're going, you know, it's just a 2-week period that you need. And it's...
So we locally, we prorate every 2 weeks. Interstate, it's daily. And it's daily because truck is typically on the road.
Okay.
So.
Definitely. Okay. So so you can also supply boxes. Let's. Oh,
you
know
what?
I'm going to digress for a second.
Go right ahead.
I just have to do it because I will forget about this.
Love the way that mind works.
I know. Whew, or lack thereof. Can we talk about your app?
Love my app.
Can we talk about the app?
It's been phenomenal.
If people want to download this app, how do we download this app? Because they can do this now.
They can do this now. They go to the App Store.
Yep.
On the Gallo Moving and Storage, and they can download the app. And it's designed, and I'm going to preface this because we actually put this together to help customers who either have smaller moves, people that are in the city where they can only see us after hours, millennials typically like to do it. We've only done a couple where people have sent us in. So basically the way the app works, you download it, and then what you can do is walk around, you answer some questions, you fill in all the information that we need, and then you take pictures of every room.
Get out.
So it's like just like me standing in the room. So what I do is it gets uploaded to me, and I just basically, as if I was standing in the room, I'm just staring at the picture, and I'm putting everything into my program, and I can give you an estimate.
Now, there in that app, is it asking you to open up the linen closet, potentially open up any kitchen cabinets, or just kind of, you can tell that, okay, if I'm looking at this entire kitchen, I'm assuming there's something in every cabinet.
Well, what it does ask you is if you need packing or not.
Okay.
But that's a very good point. That's a really good point.
I think, Ryan, that's two. Am I two for two? Three for three?
Yeah, I think you're doing good tonight.
I am. I'm on.
The ballpark tonight. The Red Sox need you.
If only. I know.
But the reason I say that is because I got a picture of just a kitchen.
Okay.
No cabinets open, just a kitchen. So there was no place where they could put it. So we actually told the app...
app people.
What's an app maker?
I got a guy. He's an
we
app
got a guy.
We got a guy.
We asked him to put a dialogue box where they can just put something in there. So we do ask them if they want packing, but it would be nice if they were able to say, just pack my breakables in my kitchen and then open up the cabinets to show us how many breakables you have.
Okay, so what you really want when they do this is take all the cabinet doors and open them.
So that we can get an idea of how many boxes.
Drawers, potentially, because you can do...
Correct. You can actually use a video, too. The video is too fast-paced. I'd much prefer the pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah,
okay.
Much prefer.
So, are you asking... What other things are you asking for? Are you asking for any measurements of anything? Are you asking for... Because maybe, just maybe, we went into the bedroom and you probably can. I don't know if I'd be able to tell. Is that a full-size bed? Is that a queen-size bed? Or is that a queen or a king? Because that makes a difference, I'm
sure.
You can
pretty much tell.
You
can pretty much tell.
I couldn't, but you could.
What we ask them for, besides, where do you live, where you're going to, is what's the distance from the street to your house?
Okay.
Which is important. You need a parking permit. If it's from the city.
Oh, in the city. That's well in advance.
Absolutely.
You need to get that done.
3 days in advance. And then from there, it's just a room by room. So you answer packing yes or no, and then it's just room by room pictures. It's a really neat program. We still have to work some kinks out. As I said, that's a great idea that we'll put into play.
Well, you're welcome.
Ask the questions. Thank you.
I'll take the royalties on that.
We'll call it the Cindy Dialogue Box. How's that?
Love the Cindy Dialogue Box. I think that's great. I love that. So, I'm assuming they would do everything. Like if they had the shed that needed to be done. And moved,
because
it may not need to be packed, but
we need to see the items,
get everything out of there, the garage,
the
basement. So they just take all
just
these
take a picture.
Pictures. So how long? So I've done all that in my app, and I did it, 11 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
I download it to you. Are there any other questions you're going to ask, or does it say, do you need boxes? Will you have box?
That's another great question. Oh my goodness. We didn't even think to add that on there because we sell box kits.
After this, I'm done for the day.
You're going to get a bonus.
I think they need to hire you as a...
I think so.
She
is definitely going to be
this
a
is
PR
just
gal.
An anomaly. This is a pure accident because I just love sitting here talking to this man and I get so excited about all these topics. I can't stand it. But we're going to think about that for just a second. We do have to go to commercial break. And when we come back, we will be talking again with Bill Balow from Gallo Movers.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Bass Branch License 338980.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we are back, and I am 5 for 5 tonight. Sharon's not here. I don't know. I think, Sharon, you need to go to Connecticut more often because I've got my smart brain on here.
Congrats to that talented McNamara family.
I know, right?
Really? I'm so proud of them.
I know, all of them. Yeah, very, very smart people, and I get to hang with them.
My buddy
sometimes.
Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I love being his apprentice. Mm-hmm. He's laughing right now if he's listening.
I know. I think that they might be at an awards thing and not be paying attention to us. But if they were, Sharon would be calling. So we were talking about the app having, you know, can you order boxes and things. So that was not where I was going, but it was a great question.
Thank you for
another
great idea.
So we're going to add that onto the app. But so I'm doing all of this, and I potentially want to, and I suppose it gives me the option of you packing and
That's
me packing.
Correct, yeah.
Right? Then, I submit that, it's 11 o'clock at night. Do I get something back that says, give us 24 hours? I don't know what you're like, but literally my clients are like, it's 11:30, why are you answering me? Because I am up and I can.
Because you can.
Because I can.
Yeah.
Because my phone's right here attached to my hip. So do you give a certain amount?
It does. It goes into queue for us.
Okay.
So the next day, so if you're doing it after hours, we're not going to get it till next day.
Okay.
And then it has to be manually uploaded and sent over to me. And at 11 o'clock, I was just sharing with you off the air, is I got a woman's information, but no pictures, no video of anything. So I emailed her, and I said, geez, I got all the information, but no pictures. And her email response back was, oh, I was putting all that together in bed. I'll get the pictures to you tomorrow. So to your point,
That
was her convenient time to sit there and at least do the information.
Because, you know, a lot of times in this crazy world, it's I know for me, trying to meet with clients, it's very difficult. And when you get home, you know, at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, you don't want you coming over. Sorry.
No.
And then Saturday and Sunday, we've got we've got a million things to do. So you're probably fortunate enough that you can go to certain people's homes, but not everyone.
That's right.
So this app will really, I think, you know, especially once it gets tweaked, it'll really help you and the client, which
really
is most important, the client, a lot, that they can do these things. So do you ever need to know... ever, because I know for us, when we take pictures of properties, people think the room looks bigger. I'm not a great photographer, and I'm not doing anything crazy or special, but sometimes it's perception of how a room looks. Do you ever need the measurement of a room?
No.
Or no?
No, it's
simple.
It's just, you know, And the, you know, so far the people have been great because they must look at, obviously I'm sure they do look at the pictures they take, because if they don't capture the whole room, then it's segmented.
Right.
And I just, you know, I just kind of just scan through it and I can see everything. It's so easy to use. It really is.
And then they can get that down to you, like, and really, if you are thinking of, you know, listing your home, or you have your home on the market, or are going to put your home on the market, you really need to think about the moving now. Because, again,
you
there's
do.
Limited days that people honestly move. I mean,
correct.
I'm not saying people don't move every single day of the month. I'm not saying that. But there are particular times that are busier than others. And it tends to be toward the weekend.
Yeah.
And it tends to be toward the end of the month for the real craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that you get in there. So about the app. So, again, tell us that you can go on to either your Android or your App Store.
Your App Store.
And
Apple. Just go to the App Store, whichever phone you have.
And you download, what is it called
again? Gallo Moving and Storage.
Gallo Moving and Storage.
Our app will come up, and you download it, and it's just
it's free,
just
and you don't need any
code.
You don't need anything. Okay.
Nothing.
So we can download that app, and you can play with it and have it on there.
Okay.
You know, and that will help people immensely. So I think
correct.
That's awesome. And then if I can think of some more things tonight, I'll text you and let you know
well,
what I would like to see.
Because mm-hmm. people have, you know, if we've had some glitches, which we've had, and again, that's just working
it's new.
Through with the app
yep.
people. I don't know what to call them, the app creator. But we've the customers that have used it have been instrumental because they're sharing their feedback on how user-friendly it's been.
Right.
So it's great
now,
that we can pass
do
that
you
on.
Call them or do they get a quote back on
I just
an
send
email
them a quote
or do you ask
email?
For their email?
Yep.
So you send
so
them
that's
a
part
quote.
Of the information.
Okay.
And then I email the quote back with my information. And if I have further questions, I put it in that email.
Okay.
And then it's either email back and forth or we chat. And if I have to go out any reason, I'll go out. It's not a big deal.
Absolutely. But I think that's great for a lot of people.
It really is.
That are just working all the time and crazy hours and not able to be home and know that it's something that's a necessity and needs to be done, but they just don't have the time. So I think that is awesome.
We typically try to end our last appointment at 4 o'clock because a typical appointment is going to take 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you have to get back every night this paperwork.
Right.
So in order to have some semblance of a life, that's what we try to keep the hours
to. And that's difficult for most that are not home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right. That's right.
And do you, I'm just asking, not that I'm going to judge, but I might judge. Do you go to people's homes on Saturday?
Occasionally I will. It just depends on you know, if anything's going on. If it's somebody, always if it's a realtor referral, because that's the basis of that relationship.
Right.
I said, hey, Bill, you know, we're sticking our neck out telling people that you're the guy to call. Be there for them. Hence the text I just got.
Yes, that there's an emergency.
This is an emergency.
And I know Sharon's had a few. I've had an emergency.
Yeah.
Sharon's had a few emergencies. And always come through for our clients and can't say enough wonderful things about everything. The guys just...
They really do. They work. You know, the guys know, and this is ingrained in them, that the job they do today is the potential job they get tomorrow. And that just makes sense. So, you know, always work to your hardest.
The service is so key.
Yeah.
It really, really, really is. And that's why, you know, Sharon and I only recommend the best of the best, and I don't recommend any other movers.
Right.
I don't. And so on an occasion you have been unavailable, there's nothing.
Right. It's just unfortunate that it's, you know, it's booked up. But,
I can't help them.
You know, the other thing I try to tell people is that I'm a consumer as well. You know, you can get a bunch of estimates, but you really need to Google the companies.
Absolutely.
Google and the companies is going to get the quick snapshot and review on whether or not that estimate is actually going to hold true.
Right.
Because far too often, whenever I follow up with a customer and they tell me they use the word that you were, you know, astronomically higher or something like that, I just say thank you for the opportunity to be in your business, because we already talked about making sure you Google somebody to get their reviews. How much more can I say? It's sort of inherent that you're choosing somebody who's lowballing you, and it's really going to come back to affect you. And that point came true today. My last appointment was in North Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman said to me, now he's moving out of state, but he said when he moved from Marina Bay to North Weymouth that somebody came in and gave him a quote. He didn't tell me who it is, so I don't have to feel I have to share it. I wouldn't share it anyway. I told him it was $800. At the end of the move, they asked for $2,000. And he said he wouldn't pay it. And this is where I applauded him, because he took them to court. And if more consumers who got buffaloed with a low ball price took the time to either post a review, take that company to court, shout about it, those companies will go away.
And that's, a lot of them do that. They get you in, and you know, here's the thing. I'm not a mover, you know, I'm not an inspector, I'm not a loan officer, so I rely on you to do your job.
That's correct.
I really do.
Yep.
And I also believe that what you're telling me is everything I need to know. What we have found out, unfortunately, sometimes my clients the hard way, is, well, I went with this person because they were lower.
Right.
And it ended up costing far more
That's right.
than you. Because they weren't given the details.
That's right.
And that's a shame.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, our poor clients, and that's why, you know, I say, well, that's why I recommend who I recommend.
Yeah.
Because it's peace of mind for me. And I know that when you get that quote, you know, short of something crazy happening, like them saying, oh, yeah, we decided to take those three refrigerators, then, that you know, everything
Correct.
Is status
yeah.
quo. And that's the way. And you do above and beyond. So it's you know, peace of mind. And here's the other thing. Someone could get someone that's not so great and have a bunch of broken things that now you have
that's
to
right.
go out and rebuy
yep.
that you could have had it done because maybe those things were maybe not expensive, but not replaceable in your mind.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, my pet peeve is I'm so detail-oriented when I've been here. I'm given so much information.
Right.
And I was chatting with this gentleman last night in Duxbury, my last appointment last night, and I moved a friend of mine across the street from him. And so I met him there, and then he's also moving to Florida. So he called me, and he said, you know, can you come on? I said, yeah. He's also in sales. And what I was sharing with him is that sometimes I wonder if it's information overload. Now, I'm just trying to help the client to
right.
understand the industry.
Right.
Understand how they can save money. As I walk in, I talk about particular items that need special attention. So at the end of the day, if they're sitting there and they're going, okay, Bill came in, a lot of great information, price, might be a little high for me, and Sam came in, didn't really say a lot, love his price, it's, you know, 50% less, who are they going to go with? He agreed, sometimes they're going to go, well, it seems like it's easier to do business with Sam. Well, it's not that it's easier. It's just that he can give you the information you need to make your informed decision.
Right.
And it's, like you said, it's going to cost you more going with him.
Absolutely.
So it's hard because everybody's stressed out. And I get that. I really do. So I try not to. A lot of times I'll say to people, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to put work on you. I'm just trying to tell you there is a way you can save money.
Right. And, you know, if you think about it, you're the last thing that needs to be done
right.
before someone's moving, whether it's a happy occasion or a sad occasion, you're the last person, you're the last bill, you're the last people they need to pay, and they're just done.
They're spent.
They
really are.
They're absolutely
yeah.
done. So being in great hands is huge, absolutely huge. I did have another question I wanted to ask you about. So let me ask you this. We're now getting into the end of the college time.
Yeah.
Is that something that you do as well? Like, we've got all these students in Boston, potentially.
Right, right. That's that College Bucks program we talked about a couple of times
oh.
that we have. Tony really handles it, so.
Oh, he does. Okay.
But you
do that as well.
We do, yeah. Yeah.
So. Okay. So what about, let's ask, you know, someone that maybe, someone that's elderly,
mm-hmm.
that may be moving
Love
into assisted.
Love elderly customers. I really
though?
Do.
I know.
Yeah.
Moving into assisted living or
yep.
something like that, and they might only be in a small apartment, but they're even downsizing all that much more. How do you help someone like that? Because obviously you're going to have to do the packing, but they might not be able to, let's say, purge some things because they might not be in great health or might
right.
not be able to do those things. What do you do in those instances?
So very similar like you folks have. You have a book of referrals, people
yeah.
that you trusted vendors.
Yep.
Well, I have a couple that will handle, you know, junk or people, what they're trying to get rid of. I hate to call it junk, but just
right.
stuff that they can't use.
That they don't want, and family doesn't want
correct.
It, and they can't take
yep.
it with them.
So I have a gentleman on the South Shore in Braintree. Jimmy Wright, and I have a gentleman out in Franklin. So it covers the whole area
okay.
of what we cover, because we cover a large area, as you know. And these guys are fantastic. I mean, and they're not the 1-800-GUT-JUNK. They're just local guys that'll come out and take, you know, give you a price to take away whatever you want to take away.
Oh, so that's good. So you can help them in that way, because
yep.
sometimes people try to take advantage, you
Correct.
Know, that the person may call a number and someone comes out and the next thing you know they're paying way too much money for a service.
Right.
So that's why I feel more comfortable with recommendations from someone.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
And most people do. Most people really like to, you know, recommendations, know that somebody else had success with a particular person.
All right.
So I love referring those guys.
So now you are going to pack up my place, and I'm closing on
You're
Friday.
You're looking very stressful.
I can't even think about it, right? It makes me crazy. So I'm closing on Friday. When are you coming out to pack all my stuff?
So we talking pack your boxes or just load you?
Oh, no. You're packing.
So depending
You're
on how much
heat.
You have
mm-hmm.
and the size of the home, we might need one pack day or two pack days. It just depends.
How many guys are coming to my house? So say it's, you know, your basic, let's just say it's your basic 8-room, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial.
2 days to pack.
What 2 days are you coming out?
So if you were closing on Friday,
mm-hmm.
we'd have to load you on Thursday, which means we'd have to come out on Tuesday and Wednesday to pack you.
Oh, my God. I pity them, don't you, Ryan? Like, can you imagine them having to, like, really, having to, I've lived there 24 yep. years, having to come out. I mean, I'm very neat and organized and a minimalist, but it's a, you know, a lot of stuff.
We all have it.
Stuff.
You're not the only one. I keep walking around my own house saying the same
Where
thing.
Where did this
Why
come
do
from?
I have this?
Why
do,
don't need this anymore. Yeah. I did a big purge, but I clearly need to do another purge. So you'd have to come out, like, and you would spend two, let's say, 8-hour days there.
It wouldn't necessarily be 8 hours.
Really?
We might send three guys out the first day, and based on what they accomplish, maybe the next day we finish up with two guys.
Really? Because they're that, like, they know that much of what they need to do when they get in there, and we just need people to be out of their way.
Correct. They can typically, on average, and this is averages that we use, they can typically pack, and this is just an array of boxes, small to large, pack 10 boxes within an hour.
Really?
Really?
Do they clean, too?
I'm sure they. If you ask them, I'm sure they will.
Nicely? Gave them a water? I'm just thinking there. That's incredible. Because, again, you have all the drawers. I'm just thinking things that are loose are difficult.
Correct.
It's not like, you know, this is a couch. We can wrap that.
Absolutely.
This is the bureau. We got that. It's the stuff.
Correct.
The basement.
Yep.
The attic. Right? Oh,
yeah.
I'm getting nauseous thinking about it.
It's the smaller things. That's why I tell people all the time, leave your kitchen for last.
Okay.
When you start packing yourself, start as early as you can.
Yeah.
And just go into a room pack it up to where you don't need the stuff.
Okay.
And then close the door.
Gotcha.
It's when you bounce around that you get, you know, discombobulated and you get stressed because you're like, wait a minute, wasn't I already in that room?
Right.
So you really need to just focus on one room at a time.
Okay.
And then save the kitchen for last, because most of the time you're using most of that stuff.
Right.
But if there's stuff in there you're not using, go ahead and pack it.
And then
before you know it, you really will. It'll go smooth.
Now, what is your website if people want to look up the website?
Gallomoving.com.
That was simple.
Remember Sharon educated us? We don't have to use www.
Yeah,
anymore.
That World Wide Web thing. Remember I had a little bit of a problem with that. What does that stand for? God, you have to love me. And then what number would they call if they wanted to reach out to Gallo Movers? Maybe put those glasses
tonight.
On.
I have them. 781-682-6200.
One more time.
781-682-6200.
That is great. And then... I'm trying to think of some other, after those five things, I kind of lost my, I was so excited that I was doing
you
so well that
you
it
You kind of checked
just,
out. You said I'm
I
five
did.
For five.
I'm five, I'm done. I'm done with the night. But again, you can reach you and go to the website and go there and download the app. Again, the app is what?
The app is gallomoving.com. Excuse me, I was doing the website. Gallo Moving and Storage.
Gallo Moving and Storage, free app. Yep. Please download the app, and they're going to be making some changes to that. And
we're going to make some Cindy changes.
And then if you would like to see our open houses this weekend, you can go to bostonconnect.com. If you have any questions about real estate, you can call me at 781-367-4419 or Sharon McNamara at 781-294-4848. Thank you, everyone, and have a great night. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, folks.